Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Today, let's cool one. This song was recorded a few times. It was recorded on the Genius of Modern Music with a horn section. My main reference, the one that I'll be using today, is August 7th, 1958, recording at the Half Note. That is the one that I've listened to a lot of times with Johnny Griffin, of course. And those are kind of my Mount Rushmore of Monk live recordings, along with the Coltrane at Carnegie Hall. It's just, you know, captures a very special moment in Monk's career when he had regained his cabaret card and was able to come out and play again. And it was a if you check out Robin Kelly's biography of Monk, it gives the whole context of that moment in time in 1958 at the Five Spot, which is down in Cooper Square. Now it's some corporate building or something, but back then it was the Spot. So let's cool one. It's kind of a very basic tune, seemingly. Mostly quarter notes in the melody. Boom, 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 boom. I can't quite sing that note. But there's a couple little things in it. It's an AABA form, eight bars each section, so pretty standard. On the original, on the 1952, I believe, Genius of Modern Music, it's the ends of each section are drum breaks of Max Roach, which are great. But in the 1958 version, it's more, there's like different little endings, so I think those are fun to play. Now the melody is... These are all quarter notes, okay? So, just checking, see if this is recording. Yes, it is. Okay. Now the voicings that I'm playing are ones that are easy to grab. They have pretty much the same notes as what Monk is playing. So the important thing is that it's an E flat. I'm just playing three notes here: E flat major seventh to a sixth. Simple, right? So this is actually, it's kind of fun to play rhythm guitar on this. On the recording that I did, Well, I'll get into that in a minute. So, about what I was doing on the recording. So, let's just get through the tune. I did an anticipation there. They don't really always do that. I think on the main recording on that I'm referring to, they just hit that on the downbeat. So I'll play it how that is. So what are these chords? It's kind of just a combination of a you know, contrary motion thing where the those two lines. So I'm going walking up the E flat major scale and then landing on that D flat, which is like the flat nine of the C7 chord. And the bass line is going now. If it went to the C, it would get there too soon, so it takes a little detour and goes to the G. Now I can't reach this is a little too far of a reach, so I'm playing the voicing up here. And besides, I want this voicing to have that whole step in it. So these are the voicings. Three notes. That's just as E flat G and D, and then E flat G and C. Basic minor seventh voicing, F minor, F A flat, E flat. Now three of those. Now I want this note, that C flat. That's an important note to have. And I could do it like this, but to me this is an awkward voicing. And I don't need the third in there, really. A lot of these don't have the thirds. It's not so important. So voice leading sounds a little better to me when I play it like this. This is B flat, A flat, C flat, F. So now regular E flat major, you know, 1573 voicing, a regular D7 sharp 11 voicing as D, C, F sharp, G sharp, a regular D flat 13 voicing as D flat, C flat, F, B flat, and then a regular, these are all regular voicings. By regular, I mean, you know, the stuff that people play all the time. G, F, B flat, C, and then this one's a little bit irregular. Although, I play this one a lot, but it's a little harder to grab. I'm playing on the top, it's like a, the important part is the E, F sharp, and D flat. This is to make it a C7 with a sharp 11 and a flat 9. That's why I'm calling it F sharp and D flat, and not, you know, G flat and C sharp or something like that. So now it's nice to grab this B flat as well. So to get this voicing, I'd say C, B flat, E, F sharp, D flat, you know, we're using the thumb, second finger, third finger, first finger, fourth finger. And I would practice this move. Then the third finger just slides. That's very, you know, that's the voice leading that you hear all the time in 2/5s. That kind of thing. But in this case, so these top three are get the bass note with the second finger. For me, it just feels better to get it with a thumb. Okay, so that opening part is really the only really tricky part of the tune. Okay. And then... This is what Monk plays on the first ending. It's just turnarounds, regular turnarounds. And then, so, actually on the recording, like Johnny Griffin plays, he just plays that, and Monk plays, and then Monk plays it again. Like he's, to me it sounds like he's correcting him a little bit, like he's saying this is what it was supposed to be, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But I like to play each ending different, so you know which ending you're on. So this is the first ending. Here's the second A. Oops. Now, I forgot to say, on this F7 chord, the secondary dominant, there's an A natural in it. So you can either pluck it as a three-note chord, F, A, B flat. This is a very common chord in Monk. We hear this all the time. I've mentioned it in other videos. This dominant seven chord with the fourth on top, or the 11th. It gives it a very interesting sound. So that's the second ending. I'm gonna play the first two sections. Second ending is just that. It's the same melody but displaced. Where is it? Ba, ba, ba. One, two. So it starts on downbeat, and then it starts on the third beat. So da, 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 da. That's on the downbeat. Bridge. This is going to the four chord, as many tunes do. Ba, 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 ba. And the melody is just... it's real simple, so... I guess the trick is how to get it, you know, if you're playing it solo. I might play... I just grab the bass notes in between the melody. Maybe. That's not so great. Could get a sus up there. That's a little, it's almost like In Walk Bud, which I haven't done a video on yet, but that's a little, you know, little kind of phrase that, riff that Monk uses from time to time. So the bridge is one, two, one, two, three. F with the A in it. So the second part of the bridge is 3, 4. Just half notes and whole notes. I'm sorry. You could also do like maybe a whole step there. on the recording, the half note, he does this little... there's also one more thing on the bridge. It's like a lead-in. Lead-in to the second half of the bridge. It's almost like on Evidence when he goes... which is also on that same recording. At the end of Evidence, he goes down this F major triad. Here he goes up. I'll play it in context. So, bridge, 2, 3, 4. Triplet thing. That's a Johnny Griffin solo there. So if you don't know that recording, definitely check it out. It's just top 10 recordings of all time for me. That's Thelonious Monk Mysterioso and Thelonious in Action. It's like two records that are recorded the same night, August 7th, 1958. Okay, I'll put up a performance video in a minute, and we'll keep it rolling. Okay, till next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as... exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.